我哋去到下一个嘅议题啦，就系、是、查询在西贡水域和沙下一带的独木舟由哪一个部门监管？咁即系文件咧第307号嘅提问事项系由梁显恩议员提出。咁请参与翻咧大家即系呢个海事处啦、康乐及文化事务处、香港警务处、西贡地政处嘅书面回应，即系咧文件第337至339号同埋350号嘅。咁请问各位议员有冇其他意见？阿梁显恩议员，
居民警务处嗰边佢话会即系佢话佢会协助其他相关政府部门执行海上安全嘅相关事宜。我想问系边一啲嘅政府部门？即系佢协助意思，即系佢唔会主导啦。咁但系你一定要有啲嘢你先可以帮佢噶嘛？咁你究竟帮紧边一个？另外一样嘢就系想就住海上航行安全问翻佢哋会唔会加强巡逻，同埋喺乜嘢情况下先至会就住影响海上航行安全作出一个检控？另一樣就係關於海事處，係啦，咁佢咧海事處咧就話獨木舟操作嘅技術事宜咧就唔係佢哋嘅職權範圍。咁我想問獨木舟操作人嘅技術究竟係屬於邊一個嘅職權範圍咧？因為so far而家大家覆翻我都係話，獨木舟唔係我管嘅。咁但係問題在於而家獨木舟真係對於揸船，即係你知西貢好多船家，即係無論係揸船出海嘅人，甚或乎係即係佢對揸船出海嘅人造成一種安全嘅影響安全，而同時係危害的安全，同時佢哋亦都影響到住喺島上面居民嘅生活。佢哋自己挖去一啲島上面之後走入人哋個民居度借條喉嚟充身。就話乎喺一啲唔適當嘅地方上岸，因為佢哋缺乏適當嘅知識，跟住自己整親，然之後就要島上面嘅居民去幫佢哋。咁究竟呢一個問題係由邊個去處理呢？即係同西貢嘅混亂情況一樣，究竟係邊一個部門可以幫手處理呢？咁我希望就先向啱啱提及過嘅部門作出追問先，唔該。
好，跟住係首先阿何偉航議員先啦。
我好簡單，就即係睇翻啲回應文件，就海事處唔關事啦，警方又唔關事。咁啊，食環署有代表喺度，不如覆翻，即係你哋會唔會嗱？啲沙灘裏面都有即係啲冇人認領嘅物件啦。咁你哋食環署係會唔會都幫手去處理？唔該，主席。
好，跟住陳嘉林議員。
唔該，主席。我調翻轉咧，就係奇怪，如果個沙灘咁唔係康文署轄下嘅，咁佢都唔係私人土地啦，因為沙灘應該香港好似冇私人沙灘噶啦。咁係咪即係地政會知道係咪有人租咗嗰度擺放啲嘢？即係定係佢係一個非法侵佔嘅土地？呢一個我覺得政府部門係要認真去處理嘅，即係平時嗰啲土地非法侵佔，咁地政就睇啦，咁係咪沙灘就唔理咧？咁香港咁多個離島，咁係咪個個部門話康文署總之話唔係自己管就沙灘，咁就冇人理？這個我覺得係要查明嘅。咁跟住另外咧，其實一路講嘅監管都係由一個安全嘅角度出發嘛，因為而家即政府又不斷咁樣推呢啲綠色旅遊，跟住希望香港人做多啲運動去撐下獨木舟咁。咁但係嗰啲好基本嘅嘢，其實係咪營運商都應該有相對嘅責任去話翻俾租用者聽係點樣用，然後有啲好簡單嘅 manners 佢哋係要學嘅。之前其實我有一個動議係講一個無痕交嘢，咁無痕交其實。即係你呢個獨木舟跟住喺海上面，跟住去啲島，其實都係一個綠色郊遊㗎嘛。咁其實喺無痕郊野嗰個推廣上面，其實係咪唔只限於呢一個漁護處佢喺country parks 入面嘅自己垃圾自己執走，其實佢係應該要推廣去所有嘅户外活動，包括埋呢啲水上活動嘅。咁所以喺我唔知漁護署，其實我之前私底下同佢傾，佢哋傾過一次，總之佢哋就話唔係 country parks 嘅 boundary， 佢哋就咩都做唔到啦。咁調翻轉就會唔會民政處係可以主導帶一啲類似呢一類嘅 campaign 咧？咁
好。梁顯恩議員，你第二次。
仲有个追问就系想问翻商经局或者唔知乜嘢部门啦，经营独木舟租借生意系咪需要另有牌照？
好，咁就睇睇逐个部门啦。嗱，头先陈嘉林议员提咧就话，即系因为冇私人沙滩啦，系咪地政署管？咁我谂即系喺地政署嘅书面回复上面都讲咗，佢哋系有一啲嘅行动系即系做过嘅咁样。咁地政署有冇补充？冇補充。咁跟住就食環署有冇補充就住嗰、那個位置嘅清潔嘅問題。
好，多謝主席。啲我哋叫做非罕見沙灘啦，咁就我哋冇日常嘅清掃服務嘅。但係咧，就如果嗰度有啲即係垃圾啊嗰啲咧，我哋都會咧定期咧就去嗰度咧就去清走佢。咁但係僅限於咧。是一些漂浮了上岸的垃圾的。
好。那就還有其他部門可以補充資料？如果沒有的話呢，我想就著這個議題，我們是即是再麻煩秘書處呢去繼續去信，包括剛才講到的海事處啦，或者商經局，看看有沒有啲進一步嘅資料可以俾得到，即係尤其是係即係呢啲租借獨木舟嘅生意係咪有冇規管嘅咧嚇？仲有冇啲部門漏咗啊？係啊，陳嘉林議員，
問下民政佢有冇啲關於呢一類型嘅教育或者係無痕交易嘅推廣，佢哋可以做到？因為而家你冇其他政府部門做嘅話，你點都要做翻啲嘢，咁民政係咪可以做翻少少統籌？
好，
呢喺嗰度附近掛啲 banner 點都
好。西貢民政事務處去。幫手去即係去信翻啦，咁我諗都值得去信翻呢一個漁農自然護理處嘅，因為即係頭先提到話無痕交友其實都同呢個議題相關嘅時候，咁能唔能夠係即係佢哋嘅宣傳係結合埋，即係譬如海事處啊等等去做呢啲宣傳，講翻一啲水上面嘅教育啦。咁我諗睇下先，有冇我哋有警方嘅代表係啦，咁就不過唔係水警。咁就都請秘書處去信水警嗰度去即係交代返，即係話講返我哋個意見，即係希望喺推廣呢個水上安全上面都可以幫得到手啦。係阿 Master 啊，係啊，你係啦，你專家阿 Master 講係。
I can't represent the Marine Police here, but what I can say is that every year they will have a, particularly during the hot months, they will have a sea safety campaign. Now obviously there's no regulations governing canoes in the Hong Kong legislation, so far as I'm aware. However, that doesn't mean that we can't ask them to ensure that the operators of these canoe establishments try to attend the sea safety campaign seminars, etc., so that they get some basic information that they can provide to their customers.
好。有冇嘢想即係阿 Sir 可以俾 Master 俾多少少資料？好，
剛才有啲就住巡邏啊、海上安全負責部門嗰啲查詢，睇下 Master 答到定係會去信。
Master 有冇一啲係即係你個人可以分享到多啲？如果唔係，我哋就叫水警答噶啦。
Obviously, I can't comment on the specifics of when and where the marine officers will be patrolling, but obviously if there is a notable sea safety angle or a notable sea safety problem that arises, then I'm sure that providing the matter is brought to their attention, they will arrange the appropriate resources. What I would say is, although there are no regulations governing canoes, and in fact, a canoe is not considered something that requires certification or licensing under the CAP 548. Nevertheless, anybody who endangers the safety of others at sea is also subject to prosecution under Section 32 of CAP 548. And clearly, even somebody in a canoe, if they cause an accident or something of this nature which puts the lives of other people in danger at sea, then there's every justification for the police to prosecute those people for endangering the safety of others at sea.
好， 咁就都去信唔該曬 Master 即係嘅解釋啦，但我諗我哋都將我哋嘅意見係都去信水警嗰度，係希望佢哋即係都睇睇可以點樣去加強返附近嘅安全啦。好，咁就如果係咁樣呢，我哋就即係又處理完呢一個嘅提問啦。